Are you wanting to go to a wedding expo or a kinsei expo because you are a beauty professional? You want to go ahead and get out there to connect with your actual audience, with your actual potential clients. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing my experience as a wedding expo and also kinsei expo hairstylist. So I own a separate business. If you are new here, welcome. My name is Celeste the Stylist, aka Celeste the Human. I'm just Celeste. But I do have my business, which is Celeste Stylist, which is my education platform. And I have a bridal business as well, where I have other beauty pros that come and help me out to do makeup or hairstyling services. And so for me, it's so important that I don't just talk about it, I be about it, right? So if I'm gonna guide you, if I'm gonna help you, I want to be in it. So I went to two different things happened. So I wanted today's episode to really talk about how to prepare, what to do if the unexpected and your nightmare happens, which is that you invest in this event and you cannot attend. Because in one of those events that happened to me, how I was able to pivot from it, so that in case that happens to you, you know how to do so as well. And also different things to prepare for, different lessons that I've learned through this. Because I was looking, I couldn't find anybody to help me, so I am here to guide you. So with that, let's get started. So first, before anything, I want you to look at the investment that you're about to make. It probably can range, I've noticed, it can be from $500 up to a couple thousand dollars just to attend, just to sign up to go to the exposition or to the wedding expo or kinsei expo. So really think about it. Number one, it's an investment that your business can do. Also, like, how many people ask questions? How many people go to this event? How many couples or how many kinseis can you expect of attending this actual event? And how are they gonna best support you and your business throughout the process? It's really important that before you say yes, you get really clear on what you can and cannot do. So always read the fine print. So when you look at your contract and you're gonna sign up, see, like, what can you do? Can you promote your services? Is there only one type of service that you can promote at the event? The reason why I'm asking you this is because there are events, and look at the contracts, where you can only go to solicit one service. So you may be providing hair and makeup services and also have like a photo booth, for example, and they will only allow you to either do the beauty part or the photo booth part. So it's very important if you have a multifaceted business that you really look clearly before you say yes to any event, what you're going to be paying for, what's included with your contract, and what can and you cannot do. So that's going to be your homework for you to do before you say yes. Then after that, you may think, okay, we're going to get into the fun, exciting decor stuff. Hold up a minute. So as a business owner, I want you to start putting on your business owner hat. Before anything, if you have a website, make sure that it's up to date. Make sure that your services and pricing and imagery and the wording in there is still in alignment with who you're trying to attract to your business, okay? If you do not have a website and you're using social media, which is fine as well, just make sure that your social media is great and is informative and people can really see what your work is like. So it's really important to do that, because when you go to this event, the first thing people are going to do is probably go to your social media handle to see pictures of your work. What have you actually done? So make sure that it's really in alignment with your business and who you're trying to attract. And also really make sure that it's very easy if you are using just social media. How do I book you? Like, how can I find out about your pricing? How do I actually get in contact with you? And really important, what's your contact turnaround time? So what that means is, if I email you, if I DM you, if you allowed that, if I call you, if I text message you, whatever your preferred method of business is, how long is it gonna take for me to hear back from you? It's really important that you communicate that right away, because they are not just shopping for you. They're probably, if you're gonna be going to an expo or a kinsei expo, for weddings or kinseis, they're going to be shopping other vendors. So if they know that it takes 48 hours to get back from you and they loved your work, rather than booking somebody else at the event, they know that, you know what, I really want to book this person, but I really love her aesthetic. She says that she'll get back to me in 48 hours. I can hold off in 48 hours. So it's really important. People want to know. It's not that they're not patient. We all want to know, when are we going to get the things? Think about Amazon. Amazon tells you when you're to expect it, by what time frame it should be delivered. With that mindset, I think it's so important. Although we're not Amazon, it is how our clients are currently functioning. So it's really important that our business does the same thing. So now, after, you know, going through your Instagram, making sure that's all polished, going through your website and making sure that's all polished, I did want to talk a little bit about emailing in case you do already have emailing. So I use a CRM, which is a customer relationship management system. I use Honeybook. You can go on, you know, my Instagram or even here on my links on YouTube and on my podcast. I'll put it in the notes so you can actually go check it out. But I have been using them for now almost 2 years. I love it because I have literally a contract template. I just edit it. I can send it off. It has payments on there. I can put notes on there. It has the picture saved for each person. I can put so many different things on there that really makes it easy to do business with me. It elevates the experience, more professional. And it was super simple to do once I actually figured out how to do the templates and how to have the contracts. But one of the things that I did, and I'm being transparent to help you out, if you have an email system, do an automated response, right? So if, you know, there's nothing better than when you email somebody. Number one, an automated response is gonna let them know, hey, we received your email, which is very important because we're always like, did they get it? Number two, you can let them know when they're gonna get back to, when you're gonna get back to them. And number three, like, they can go check out your work. Maybe you wanna send them to your website. Maybe you have like a page in your website, you can put the link on there. Maybe you want to send them to a social media handle. Just be very mindful what the customer journey is like and where they're hanging out at. So all that has to do with you doing your own research. You know your client. What works for me may not work for you. That's why I always say, like, you know who your ideal client is. So think about how they transact in business. Now, having said that, let's get into the fun part, which I know a lot of you, it's like, okay, so how do we promote our business? What are the things that you did, Celeste? How can you help me? Come on, girl, let's go. So let's do this. So first, I created this really fun little bag. So this has to do a lot with my brand. So think about your brand. This may not fit your aesthetic. I have something else for you, don't worry. But I made this really cute bag. So I have the template for it. And it was so much fun. So I printed it out from my printer at home and everything. And it's this cute little bag that I made for them. It had a little surprise on there. It had like really cute little stuff on there. And in the back, it has like where you can scan. I had a free planner, I had where they could follow me. So it was just a really fun thing for them to actually have. So something that I learned is don't give things out where they have to follow you on Instagram to get it, because what they're gonna do is most likely is follow you and unfollow you. So don't do that, but do something where they can keep, like a keepsake, so they can remember you, like it's a memory, right? For us, it's all about the experience now. It's about the memory of things. So think about that. So that's why I created this. And it was a lot of fun. They loved it. I did this at the Kinsey Expo. That was a lot of fun. So we're going to start with the Kinsey Expo one, okay? The other thing that you can do is also create like little magazines. So you can actually, this one is the one from the Quinceañera. This is the one that they gave. But I created one. I apologize. I already put it in storage. But I created one as well in Canva. And it had all my prices and packages and how to contact me and my social media handles in case they wanted to check that out. And it was just super helpful because I went by myself. So if you're scared because you're like, Celeste, I don't have a team, I got you. It's going to be good. Just have little things where they can look at your website or they can look at your packages. If you don't have a website, you just print it out really pretty. Staples does it. I believe it was like $9 for each. So you can, that's something you can do if you don't have people to go with you. Create little packages like this, like little magazine covers. They do it at Staples or probably like, and I think Mood does it as well. Canva does it as well. So, you know, just do it with ahead of time. But if you're like a last minute pinch, Staples is going to be your best friend. And lastly, the last two things that I wanted to talk about for the Kinsey one is, you know, like have a little thing like for your cards, like these are not really utilized. So you can have And again, I'm sorry, I put a lot of my stuff away. But I had like this cute little QR code. Like you go to Etsy or find like a local person who does them, made out of acrylic with a little barcode where they could go to my website or they could go to Inquire or to my Instagram, whatever your method is, right? Just do barcodes. People know how to use them, or you can even help them to teach them how to use them. People, you know, like I think I really made a lot of connection with some people did not know how to utilize a little barcode. So I was helping them really fast and they were so excited. They learned something new and it was a beautiful experience for me. I love teaching. It's just my natural thing to do. And it was just really fun to connect. So I recommend having a little barcode where they know where to go to on your cards, just in case. Like it happened a lot where I had like five people around me. So, you know, on one person. So they, I would just give them a card or they would just lean over and grab a card and go. And some of them would come back afterwards after they checked out my stuff. So that's something important to do. Okay. And then lastly, because I was like telling you, like, what if Celeste, like, I don't want to do that bag. That looks like too much work. A lot of people do this, and this is like really popular, is the water bottle. So people can do like your own sticker. So literally you can go to like any craft store or like Target or Staples or whatever, you know, it's near you. And they sell like the little templates where you can literally just make your own thing. And you can cut them out, make sure they're pre-cut. I made the error of buying them like this, thinking I was going to be so creative and cut them myself. It was a nightmare. So buy them pre-cut. Learn from me. Make sure they're already pre-cut so that you can just spill off and put it on your water bottles. That's something really popular. Also, sometimes with the Kinsey Expos that I saw before we move over to the wedding expo part, is that they give alcohol out. Now, this is just me. If you didn't know this, I come from an insurance background. So I was a licensed property and casualty and life and health insurance agent. I know, right? How did I end up in this world? That's for another episode. So contracts are very important to me. Liability, I've seen some crazy stuff happen. So that's where this is why I chose this. I'm just sharing with you the knowledge. You get to choose if you want to give alcohol or water. With alcohol, there's a lot of liability. So for that reason, I have decided to not give any alcohol out. I even stopped giving alcohol out in my business. It's just, there's so much liability, like gray area where things can just go so wrong. So I just don't do it. And also like, I don't drink as much anymore either. So I don't know, I'm just like healthier lifestyle, you know, just to be better with my body. So it encompasses what I believe in and my brand and everything. So I chose the water realm. So that's why I chose water. So if you want to do alcohol, just make sure that your insurance company covers it and that you follow all the guidelines for your state or county or in city where you live in. Okay. And lastly, for the Kinsey Expo, let me show you this. You're going to love this. So here it is. I did not have a model, so I literally did this braid and I had her posted up. She was like hanging, she had a cute little robe on. Sorry, like 6 boxes already fell on top of her head while I was packing everything to come back home. But this was awesome. So if you don't have a model or you're going by yourself and you want to showcase your work, showcase what can you do? What can they expect from you? Just away from your social media like page. For me, I love like styling and braiding. It's just like really my vibe. So that's what I did. Like I showcased what I could do. It's a wig. I did the style by myself. I did it at home a couple days before and it was awesome. People loved it. They got to see it. And it was just a fun way to express myself and also the color. It's a light blue and in Spanish, it's a celeste. My name is Celeste. So you see how it all encompasses. So really think about your brand. Something that many do not know that I want you to start thinking about as you're going into this event is that, and sorry, I'm getting comfortable here, is that like, think about everything that you do is in your brand, right? Like everything I always do is with intention. So think about that. Like, what's your intention? Why are your brand colors, right? Like my aesthetic may not fit yours. You're like, ew, that's so not me. Perfect. So go with your aesthetic. Go with your ideal client. This is just to guide you, to help you get those ideas. So with that, just lastly, with the Kinsey Expo, you can have like contracts there on hand, literally where people can just be like, hey, I want to book you today. So know what's your availability and have the contract ready to go. Be like, here you go. They know how to make a payment. If you have a card reader or whatever your method of payment is, many people were signing contracts at the Kinsey Expo. and I mean like heavy hitter contracts. So don't be with the limited mindset that, oh, people only go there to get free stuff. They also go there to do business. So that's why I started with the Quince Expo. Now let's go to the Wedding Expo. For the Wedding Expo, I'm going to use my experience from September, and I'm also going to use my experience of not being able to go. Because life sometimes can happen, and what happened to me, I really think that it could be such a beautiful learning experience for you. And no matter what you believe in, like, I really do believe that things happen to either, we decide if it breaks us or makes us, right? And for me, it's always like, okay, if something happens, how can I learn from this? And how can I help others towards this? So let's go with the Wedding Expo experience, what I've learned. So with the Wedding Expo, I always recommend bring a friend, bring your sister. Like my sister was gonna try to go to this one, but she wasn't able to. I had somebody who was supposed to go with me who wasn't able to. So I've had to go by myself, but it's so important to have a friend or somebody else go with you, because if other people are trying to talk to you, then you have somebody else who can also talk to them. So you can tackle like two brides at the same time at the Wedding Expo, or two couples at the same time at the Wedding Expo, right? Versus just you by yourself. Again, it's really important, you know, have like a little magazine, you know, like I was showing you before. Here, let me grab it again. You can do this on Canva or Staples, where that you can have like your little magazine, right? With your packages, your pricing, or maybe you don't give packages and pricing, but how do I contact you, you know, or, you know, pictures of your past work, whatever it is that you decide to, like, it's so helpful if you go by yourself, or even if you go with somebody, if somebody just wants to check it out before they talk to you, they can do so. They have something to hold on to and look at. I wouldn't give them out. I would just literally have them in my booth so they can look at it. You know, like, again, like with your business cards, have a QR code. Like QR codes are like so helpful, right? Like I have this QR code here, like put it on your business card. If you're going to give little baggies like this, make sure that this information, they know how to do business with you. And for me, it's always about experience. So this was a lot of fun to do. And this like the logo of my other business. And it tells them exactly what I do, right? So they don't have to guess, because my name is not, you know, Sonoma Mobile Lounge Beauty. It's not like that. It's like Sonoma Mobile Lounge. There's a reason why I did that. So make sure that if you're giving anything out, that it has your, yes, it has your name, so they know how to reach you. But, you know, a little QR code or where to follow you or what you do is really important to have on that thing that you're going to give them for free. Again, if you're going to give water bottles or you want to give, you know, alcohol is up to you. I just, if you look back, you'll be able to see that. What I talked about that, but you know, like make sure that it's like branded to you and it's easy to do. You literally can just rip out like the wraparound sticker that the water bottle has, just rip it and literally like where the sticky part is, just put your little logo on there. So it's super easy to do. It's a little time consuming, but have a friend or somebody help you. So that's for like the promoting of your for the Wedding Expo. The one that I go to, they actually put a sign of your business name. But if not, let's talk about banners, okay? Because this was so frustrating. Banners, okay, have you seen the long ones that you can literally hang? So it has like little holes, right? And you can hang like this with string. Those are the worst ones, okay? It was so hard to hang. I did a 3 by 6 feet because that's what I was told to do. But 6 feet was too long. So I would do a shorter one. I wish I would have done like a 3 by 4 feet long or three feet wide by three feet long. Because it was so hard to be able to see it. It was so big to hang by myself. I did it with fishing wire because I'm all about aesthetics. It took me an hour to do it by myself. It was horrible. So learn from me. Instead of using fishing wire or cute things trying to be cute, make sure that you're practical and get hooks. So if you go on Amazon, they have little hooks for banners. Those are the best things to do. It'll save you time. It'll make it easy. So make sure that you do that for your signs. And with that, let's get into like going to the event and setting up. So again, if you don't have a model, make sure that you take like your little, you know, mannequin girl, you know, like she looks all cute, like her lashes are on, and you have a cute little stand for her and little outfit, or just a shirt for her. for yourself, go in comfy, okay? So if you notice a lot with my video, some of you noticed it, which I love it. If you follow me on Instagram at Celeste Stylist, I look like I just rolled out of bed because I literally did. And I was wearing like jeans and like a black loose shirt because you're gonna get dirty, you're gonna get sweaty, and things are gonna fall on, like, you know, like debris is gonna fall on you and it's gonna ruin your outfit. So don't wear your high heels. Don't wear your cute outfit. I had my cute outfit and high heels somewhere else. I literally wore my really comfy Doc Martin little boots because I love them. They're like hardcore. And I know if something falls on my foot, it's not gonna like injure it. So I had those on, I had comfy jeans and a loose shirt, and it was awesome. I was able to set up. I was sweating like I imagined. I didn't do my hair until after I was done setting up. So let's talk after the setup. I put out my cute outfit. I put on my heels, which were like just really comfy boots. So make sure if you're gonna wear heels, that's comfy shoes that you can like stand 6 feet on. And I really did my hair and touched up my makeup and my, you know, lip liner, lip gloss, and my foundation, everything. I did it at the end. And I am so happy I did that. I learned that from my first expo. People really do like go and look at you, like how you look, your aesthetic, your hair, your makeup and everything. I mean, it is what it is, right? So I learned from the last one that don't go there ready. Get everything set up, outfit, get ready, be ready for your clients, right? Like smooth yourself out, like make sure you're serene. And then after the setup, I went ahead again, I changed. I put on a jacket, zipped it up because I didn't want to ruin my brand new shirt. And I changed out of my heels and I put on my comfy shoes so that I could pack everything fast and get out of there because I was exhausted. You're gonna be exhausted. So please don't book anything. Don't book any services for at least 2 to 3 days afterwards. I lost my voice, so I couldn't do this episode right away. I had to wait till my voice came back. So it's really important that if you're gonna do this, that make sure that you give yourself time to rest, time to re-energize. And that's where like the automatic email response, or maybe if you're doing Instagram or like a social media platform, do an automatic response. Hey, if you're inquiring for a service, I will get back to you within 48 hours, right? Which is 2 days. So you have 2 days to disconnect because you're going to be exhausted. So make sure that you have time to really recuperate from that for in regards to the setup and everything. Some things that you should take with you that you may not be thinking about. Scissors, okay? Like scissors to cut things. You're going to need the scissors, so make sure you have a pair of scissors. Take water. I didn't get a water the first time until like at the end of the event. So make sure that you take water if you're not giving out water. So you probably don't want to drink your own cute waters with like your little label. So make sure you take water. Make sure you take snacks. You're going to get hungry. And take breath mints, right? You're talking to people, so I always take breath mints. And just be you. I think it's so important. Like sometimes we get so scared, right? And maybe you're an introverted like me. Believe it or not, I'm very introverted. And I loved it. One of the vendors, when I went to the Kinsey Expo, saw this. She's like, oh my gosh, you're so introverted. Like, I'm like, this is what she said. You probably just want to get out of here and go home. And I was like, wow, like that was really like blunt. But I was like, yeah, I really do. Cause this is like outside of my comfort zone. So just because you see me doing it and I did a video afterwards, which I will post here on my shorts, it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of energy. So I've had to cleanse myself in regards to like forest bathing, which is going out to the forest and just being in nature. I've been going to the gym. I've been relaxing. I took a nap. So I've just been really taking it easy. I am working on Saturday. I have a long day Saturday. So I've just been really taking it easy this week. And I'm so happy I did that. So I recommend take some days off if you can. So that is in regards to that. Now let's talk about the unexpected and the sad thing that may happen. Life is going to happen. And I want to share just really quickly what happened, but really most importantly, what you can do if you cannot go to the event. So you plan all this. I planned everything. I was supposed to go to my wedding expo event again in January. I went in September, so I was going in January. My two kids got sick. And I don't mean like, oh, they got a little like cold. Like, no, they got sick, like 102 fever, throwing up, like hot mess. and we were about to go to the ER, so I had to pull the plug and say, I can't go. I had everything packed in the car, and I literally couldn't go. And instead of beating yourself up, I want you to understand how you're going to recover from this, right? So this is what your friend did. So in case they have to do this, this is what you should do. First, post it on your stories. If people are expecting you there, they're going to know, like, where is she? Like, she's supposed to be here. They're going to go look on your Instagram stories or Facebook stories or TikTok or wherever you're at, wherever your ideal clients hang out at. So put what happened. Like, for me, I'm like, I'm so sorry. A family emergency came up. I cannot attend this wedding expo. But I'm so, you know, I really appreciate your support in this. So I let them know, hey, I'm not being a flake. It's not something bad happened. I literally didn't go. I also didn't beat myself up. I paid to go to this event, okay? Like, I paid to go. I wasn't able to go. My kids were sick. It was two of them, right? So it just couldn't happen. So don't beat yourself up. Things are going to happen. So just move forward from there. Then after that, I posted on Instagram and Facebook. I know people were still expecting me to go, so they were still going to look at my social media handles. I was still being promoted by the, you know, wedding expo place. So I was proactive. What can you do when things go wrong? I was able to post. So I posted on my socials. My website had already been updated. So, you know, I did little screenshots of that and shared it in my stories. And I just really, you know, like, I tagged where I was supposed to be at, right? So people knew, like, hey, you know, what happened? And also knew, like, there's my content. And be proactive. If they offer email services to you, some expos do, not all of them do, send out an email. So I sent out an email, just went out yesterday. And the faster that you, when they open up the list to send out emails, the faster that you are as a vendor to get your email out there, the better. So I did that right away. I will send a follow-up email. We only get to send out two for free. So I will do that. I wasn't at the event, but I didn't beat myself up for it. And I honestly want you to think, before you go do a quince or wedding expo, why are you doing it? So this is where Celeste is going to be very transparent with you. I'm not going to lie about it. If you're very smart about it and very proactive with a strategy, you can grow your email list, you can grow your followers, okay? Which for me, email list is really important. More than followers, your email list is so important. It feeds like the money into your business. So I grew my email list on there. But why are you doing it? I don't go to wedding expos or quinceañeras to go get clients. Big shocker, I know. People are like, oh, you're trying to promote your business to grow and get more clients. I'm like, that's not why I do it. So you need to ask yourself, why are you doing it? Are you trying to just put like your, are you doing it because everybody's doing it? Because that's not a good strategy. Are you doing it because you want your business to be out there more in the community? Are you doing it because you want your business to be known in your community? Are you doing it because you want to get bookings? If so, let's be real about it. Like, this is the reality of it. People, when they go to wedding expos or quince expos, are looking for deals. So something that I've learned from other vendors is some people will do a 24-hour like hold. Some of them are even that same day. So like if you go that day, they have a deal, a special promotion, and if you don't book by midnight, it's gone. So they do that kind of tactics. Like, that's not in alignment with me. I'm just not that type of person. I don't believe that I have to push somebody to do so. So that wasn't part of my tactic. Some people discount their services. I don't believe in discounting my services. So I don't do that. I do a special package. So I just recommend, like, if you're going to go to this expos, let's be real, they're going to be bargain shopping. So have a package in mind. Don't discount your services. You can literally just package it where it's like beneficial for them, right? Instead of doing two services, they can do two services. Maybe it includes an additional person, or it includes something a little extra in there. I already know what my services include that's extra, so that's part of the package already, and it's always a surprise, so I keep it a surprise. So just really be very mindful that people really do go to bargain shop. I know where my ICA, my ideal client, hangs out at, okay? And so just be very mindful with that. I really do not go to expos to go get clients. That's not why I do it. So be very mindful of that. And with that, I want to ask you this. When is the last time that you did market research? When is the last time that you learned, like, who is your ideal client? What are the services that you're mostly booking, right? what do people see you as an expert for? Why are you the go-to person for? Think about all those things before you head into this type of event. So I know there's like wedding venues that go to expos. There's like dress shops, there's florists, there's photographers, videographers, hairstylists, makeup artists, wedding planners. Also like, you know, for like wedding little gifts, like favors, you know, like there's candle makers, there's different type of businesses that go there. Linens, decoration, so, you know, photo booths. So there's so many businesses that attend there, but you always need to know why you're doing things, right? Why are you trying to do this? What's the benefit for your business? Because for me, it's always like, what's your ROI? So what's your return of investment? So if you pay $500, you need to be able to at least get your $500 plus an additional $500 booking. So I'm always like, okay, I need to make profit on this. So if I spend $500, I need to at least book something for $500 so that, you know, it paid for the event, you know, but also like that's not profit. That's just breaking even, right? So if I want to be profitable, I need to really book $1,000. So $500 was what I pay for my booth, and $500 is in profit. Now I'm profitable. So that's how I look at things. If things don't make me money, they don't make any sense. And I really want to welcome you, and to, before you say yes to your next wedding expo or quince expo, really look at what are you being booked for? What are your most profitable, you know, like services in your business? And don't feel pressured to lower your prices. I know we can feel sometimes like we have to meet everybody's demands, or we have to like be the bargain shopper, and that's not true. It depends who your ideal client is. But as beauty professionals, I believe it would be so beneficial if I went to a wedding expo and we all knew what our like price range was. Like, okay, so we're all going to charge between $200. That's going to be the lowest starting price. And then from there, we can go up as high as we want. That would make it so beneficial for all of us as a collective, right? As all hairstylists and makeup artists, we all know what our minimum price per service is. And if I'm not available that day, then somebody else can book that person that day. So that is just my perspective with things. I really like, I'm not trying to attract, and I'm not trying to like lose money out of my business when I do business. So be very mindful why you're doing things. Be very mindful on the things that you're spending. And I did want to answer this question because I did get this question as well. What was the cost, Celeste? What was the cost for the, you know, printing of your business cards, of the booklets, of the banner, of everything? So I did a little sheet, you know, because you guys wanted to know exactly how much it was. And it was a little, I think, if I remember correctly, it was $1,211. So it was $1,211, the money that I spent for the expo. That was in marketing materials, but that was for two expos, okay? So what I've learned is with the Quinceañera Expo, I spend more money. So I actually spent $700 on the Quince Expo versus the wedding expo was cheaper. Also, when you look at this video, which I'm going to post at the end of this so you can check it out as well, you'll see I have a flower backdrop. I own that. I've had that for years, so that's mine. You're going to see a lot of things on there, decorations. A lot of those come from my mobile salon. So utilize what you have around your salon. Like, don't reinvent it. It's probably already your vibe and your brand, so take it with you. So I reused a lot of that. My ring light I already had. It actually just broke today. That's why this video, it's like this. Let me know if you like it. And yeah, like my dolls, the wig on my doll that you guys saw with the little braid that you all saw, like right here, that I already had. So a lot of the things I already literally reused. So don't think like you have to go spend your whole bunch of money on a whole bunch of things. I really love this quote, simplicity is like the best form of luxury. Sometimes we think we need to have all the things, and sometimes less is a lot more. So I really hope that you subscribe to this channel. I really hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode, and your reviews and comments really mean a lot to me. Please keep it kind, and I will see you back here next week with so much love. I'll see you back then. Bye, love.